is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I am Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls producing the broadcast at the world headquarters of Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. What a meetup we had last night. Wow. Wow, John Reagan was on stage, and for hours, he discussed the financial state of the union. Not a smile in the entire restaurant. The information was riveting, and that's what we're going to talk about right here for 2 hours this morning. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hey, this is your captain speaking. I recommend you fasten your seatbelts and keep your tray tables up and locked. It's going to be an interesting ride.
JR, I'll tell you what. Last night, you kept us pretty late. You really did. I didn't get home until after midnight last night. And we start at 5:30. Wow. Nonstop information. And as a matter of fact, you could have gone on for a couple more hours. Easily. So what we're going to talk about today, class, John Reagan wrote a book. It's called The Financial State of the Union. And it's going to be available very shortly on Amazon. And, John, you're submitting it to the Library of Congress, right?
That's right. It's one of those things where when you do a print edition of a book, you have to, if you want it to go into the Library of Congress collection, you have to submit it to them before it's published. And it takes at least a week or two, because after all, it is the Library of Congress, for them to act and turn around and give you a number. Doesn't guarantee the book will go into the library, but it's the procedures you have to follow in case they do accept it.
Okay. All right. By the way, I think you have a bandwidth issue on your end, so if there's anything you can do to minimize that, that'd be appreciated. Okay, so, John, why don't we do this? Why don't we take the first few minutes and let's get to know our instructor, John Reagan. And you said this is your captain speaking, and there's a reason why you said that, right?
Yes. After college, the first 8.5 years of my professional life was spent as an Air Force officer. The first 6 years of those 8.5 were basically at a top secret level, although the most I typically saw was secret. And I was doing things that in the Air Force we call war planning. In the civilian world, you'd call it business continuity planning. And then my last assignment was at the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system. And as a captain there, I had to get my clearance enhanced. So I lived in the above top secret world for the last couple of years and learned a little bit more than I wanted to about how our government actually works. And I would allow people that are holding positions in our government are violating their oath of office, the same one I took to protect and defend our Constitution. And as a captain sitting in the basement of the Pentagon, there really wasn't that much I could do about it. So I had to make a decision. Do I just keep on, selling my soul and not being able to do anything, or do I resign and see what I can do? And ultimately, this is what led me here. And the financial state of the union was a journey for me, as I had followed how things were going and knew things were not good before the collapse happened in 2008. And as part of that journey, I ended up going back to school, getting a second master's degree. This one was in finance. And part of that reason was, if there was an answer to our situation, I figured I'd find it in that degree. And unfortunately, not only did I not find the answer, I found out things that were even worse than what I thought they were. And through this journey, I figured one of the better ways of relating it is to turn it into a journey in the financial state of the union and act as your tour guide and being your captain on that tour.
And, John, the title of your book is The Financial State of the Union, subtitle, Unspinning the Spin, Revealing the Position We're In. Now, last night you talked about that, and you talked about how serious it is. And the bottom line that after you described how we got where we are, and those numbers involved in showing us where we are, you made the statement that there's only one outcome. There's only one outcome that's possible as a result of this. Mathematically, there's only one answer. Would you share that with us now, and then we'll talk about why you say that?
Well, I do ask people, if you have a solution, please let me know, because I think it's your civic duty. Otherwise, there is just no way to avoid a financial.
Hey, John, I'll tell you what. You're breaking up, and you know this kind of stuff always happens. When we get into really serious topics, class, either I get knocked off the air, and it has nothing to do with Genesis. It has to do with, I think somebody is sitting between where I am and where our digital signal goes. This happens whenever we get into really, really serious topics, and I'm quite flattered. I'm quite flattered, but you'll have to say that again, John, because you broke up.
Okay, well, like I say, I always ask people, if you have a solution, please let me know, because I think that's your civic duty. And everything that I see just points to one possibility, and that is financial collapse.
Okay. And that's what you said last night. Okay. So, John, let's start with, you want to start with the last 38 years, and you want to compare that with the next 38 years. Would you like to go there today?
One of the things that goes on is every year the trustees for Social Security and Medicare release a report, and they include a table for what they say the projections are going to be for the next 75 years. These include inflation, the average wages, GDP, among other things. And I had gone through and looked at where things are or where things were for the last 38 years and chose that time frame for two reasons. One, 38 is as close as you can get to half of 75. And two, I wanted to start a little bit after the time frame when President Nixon took us off the gold standard, which happened in one. And so starting in 73 kind of just gives us a good starting point, taking into account the effects of that decision. So when we look we call 1973 our base year for using this official consumer price index, the CPI. And back in 73, the average wages was a bit over $7,500 a year. And our total economy at that time was just under $1.4 trillion. In 2011, 38 years later, our economy had grown to roughly $15 trillion. Overall, that was about an 11 times increase. During that same time frame, wages went up about 5 2/3 times, and inflation prices went up 5 times officially. So if we adjust the wages and the GDP for inflation, the average wages come out ahead 12% over a 38-year period. That's not a whole heck of a lot. I mean, 12% divided by 38, you're talking, you know, roughly a third of a percent a year as far as an increase in real terms. GDP fared a bit better at about just a little over 2 times. So part of that has to deal with that during that same 38 years, if you remember, how much automation took over in our economy. So productivity increased, which is part of what bumped the number up. That's what really, really happened. And when we turn to the report, trustees report, and we look at 2011 as our base year, and we go forward 38 years, 39, they say our consumer price goes from a level of 98 to 268. Average wages in 2011, roughly 43,000. By 49, the average wage is going to be almost $1,000, which means all of us are going to be rich, according to this administration. And GDP goes 18 to 86 trillion.
John, hold that thought. Hold that thought, and let's see if we can clear up some of the dropouts that we're having and the distortion that we're having on this digital signal. It's on your end. I checked on my end. It's not between me and GCN. It's between you and GCN. So let's see what we can do about that. Close any apps that you got. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Hard-hitting information about the financial state of the union.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Seen
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, U.S. Air Force captain. John Reagan has written a book called The Financial State of the Union, Unspinning the Spin, revealing the position we're in. And last night, John was on stage at the meetup. John, I'll tell you, you held everybody's interest for hours. Absolutely. You did your presentation with PowerPoint and did some charts and graphs, and it was very succinct how you explained the mess that we're in and we're not getting out of it. And, John, we were talking about some of the things that are happening, like Ben Bernanke. He's trying to get out of the way. He's one of the engineers of this mess. Of course, Alan Greenspan was involved. It's taken a lot of politicians to sell their souls to get us to this point. And you're comparing the last 38 years to the next 38 years. So let's continue, please.
And these are the numbers that people in Congress use for their budget projections as well. So if these numbers are off, everything that they're telling you is going to be off as well. And I know these numbers are kind of hard to follow. If you're in front of a computer, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and underneath the book tab, you'll find the book one links and images, and that has all of the images because the Kindle version, Kindle screen is fairly small. Images be hard to read, and the paperback is going to be 6x9. Again, fairly small, so some of these images are hard to read. So I put all of the images on the web so that you can read them, along with all the links from where the information came from. So you don't have to take my word for the numbers. You can go check it out yourself. And we were talking about coming up in the next 38 years. They tell us by 2049, average wages are going to be roughly $195,000 a year, and our whole economy is going to be about $86.5 trillion. To put that into times, that inflation goes up basically 2.75 times, they say, over the next years. Well, the last 38 years, 5 times. So they're saying that for the next 8 years, inflation is going to be roughly half what it was for the last 38 years. That's in spite of printing a record amount of money. When the crisis started, the Fed had about $800 billion worth of Federal Reserve notes on its balance sheet. They have increased that to over $3 trillion now. That's more than tripling the amount of money. And once that hits the economy, it can't help but cause inflation to go wild. They say wages are going to go up 4.5 times. The last 38 years went up 5.6, so according to their own numbers, they're saying wages are not going to go up as fast as they used to. And GDP increases about 5.75 times. When we adjust that for inflation, they say the next 38 years, wages actually go up in real terms 65% because of the low inflation rate, and that GDP basically doubles. But if you just go and say inflation is only as bad as it has been for the last 38 years, which is 5.07, and you adjust these numbers for inflation, the average wages actually drop 2%, and GDP barely budge, increasing just 13%. That is staggering, the difference in what they say things are going to be versus what things were in the past. Nation of why they think they can perform this magic.
John, last night we were talking about inflation. Let me come back. Let's talk a little bit more about inflation. Would you see if you can reconnect, and let's see if we can get some of this distortion out of the signal from you to Genesis. Okay? I'm Vin Finelli. I'd like to talk about inflation, and we're going to tell you what you can expect. It's not pretty. You're not going to like it, but you need to know it. When we come back, right here, USA Prepares.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
Whatever today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, have you noticed that commercials and broadcasters are starting to say harder and harder hitting words about your government and the people in the White House? They're using words like government minions, Obama's minions, traitors, treason. Yeah, yeah. And I guess you shouldn't be surprised, should you? People are actually saying what they feel. John Reagan's with us. We're talking about the financial state of the union. We're talking about what to expect and why. And John, last night, we were talking about the inflation numbers, and I asked you publicly, based on the numbers that you were talking about, and I know that we're a little early in this on this broadcast, but what you could expect us to, what do you expect us to see as an inflation percentage going forward? And it was staggering. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah. Sure. As I said, the Federal Reserve went from $800 billion to to over $3 trillion on their balance sheet. If all of that cash makes it into the economy, a bit over three times what we used to have. So that'd be somewhere between about a 200 to 300% inflation rate.
Okay. And would that be over a period of a year or 18 months or what? What would you expect? When will this cash infusion, quantitative easing, be seen? How long will it take to work its way through the system?
That's a good question. Part of that depends on how fast they let it out. But we've also got another factor in play, too, and that is that right now the dollar is the reserve currency of the world, and countries are doing everything they can as quickly as possible to make something else the reserve currency. And there are literally, you know, trillions of dollars out there that were never expected to come back to America, that people in other countries are using as, you know, a secondary currency. Well, for years I've been reading where other countries, you know, where the dollar used to be, you know, gladly accepted, you have a very hard time getting people to take dollars. And as the dollar falls more and more out of favor, those dollars are going to start returning to America. And when those return, that's going to have a negative effect, which would also be an increase in the inflation rate. And typically, when we've seen this happen with other countries, it starts off with some kind of double-digit inflation. If it gets into the critical mode, that's where you start getting the triple-digit and higher inflation rates. The thing is, we're in totally uncharted territory now, because never in history have we had a total global fiat currency-based economy. And when you're talking about the way things were, with the dollar being the reserve currency, when the dollar goes, that's going to affect everything worldwide.
Mike Ma mentioned when he was up here last, and he's from Guatemala. He's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor class. And he teaches how to negotiate for your life, how to bribe for your life, and he's been in every kind of bad situation you can think of. And he mentioned publicly that in Guatemala, the maximum amount of Federal Reserve notes that anyone would accept there is 500. They don't want to be the last one holding $500 worth of Federal Reserve notes. They don't want to hold them because they're afraid they're going to get stuck with them. So that's happening in a third world country, Guatemala, right now. Now, please continue, John.
Well, I know it's somewhat painful trying to go through some of these numbers, but we have to go through this process to understand how they're misrepresenting what's going on. They are using overly optimistic numbers, saying that inflation is not going to be as bad, which means that they are understating what the expenses are going to be. And they are also overstating what their income is going to be. So we're going to have higher expenses, lower income, which means all their projections are going to be off. Using their overly optimistic projections, the unfunded liabilities of our social insurance programs, which currently is Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, is in the neighborhood of something north of $120 trillion. This is not what we need to pay in the future. This is what we would need in the bank today, earning interest in order to meet the future obligations that we've already promised to pay. For every year that we don't have that money in the bank, we're at least losing the interest that those funds would have earned. So if you use just a 5% rate, which is the lowest I've ever seen it go up in a year, 5% of $120 trillion is $6 trillion. Compare that to a stated, basically $1 trillion deficit. That means our real deficit per year is a minimum of $7 trillion. There's a professor from Boston University, Professor Kotlikoff, that uses the alternative from the Congressional Budget Office, which has slightly more realistic numbers. His projection has an increase of the unfunded liabilities going from $211 trillion to $222 trillion. That's an $11 trillion increase in 1 year. And this is where we start turning into looking at exactly how much money can the government bring in order to cover what they've promised. And in doing this research, I came across the IRS tax stats, and there's links on the link page there for the personal and business stats. The most recent complete years is 2008 for business income and 2010 for personal income. So if you actually go into those spreadsheets and look at it, 2008 total net business income was $1.8 trillion. From 2010, total personal income was $8.3 trillion. Now, there's a little bit of overlap there because the way partnerships and S-corps and sole proprietorships are reported, they're not reported on the corporate returns. They're reported on the personal returns. So we have to back those out so we're not double counting. And likewise, any dividends paid by corporations have to come out of their income. So I back that out so we're not double counting dividend income. So when you do that, that leaves a grand total of $9.1 trillion total income of the United States. So even if we taxed 100% of income, and let's just assume that it's grown a little bit from 2010 to 2012, let's just say we've got $10 trillion we can tax. Tax 100% of that, let's look at what we've got. We have just the unfunded liabilities, using realistic estimates, going up $11 trillion a year. Right there, we can't even meet the annual increase for the social insurance programs. We also have government at all levels spending now $6.6 trillion a year, federal, state, and local. So if we told federal, state, and local, no more borrowing, no more printing, and they just have to live off taxes with a balanced budget, that alone would take two-thirds of our income. 67% tax rate, no exclusions, no deductions. Everybody pays two-thirds of what they make. It's just simply not sustainable. In addition to that, the government's not the only one in debt. Total debt for the United States is nearly $60 trillion. That includes government debt, business debt, private debt. Interest on that, even at today's historically low interest rates, is over $3 trillion a year. There's just not enough money being made to support what we've gotten ourselves into.
John, last night a point came up. One of the class at the meetup, Ken Hurley, one of our instructors, asked the question. He said 67% tax. Some are paying 67% tax right now. Some might even be paying more. And he's absolutely correct. But what you came back with was an astonishing statement. You said, yeah, that's correct. However, everyone, everyone would have to pay 67%. And that's not what's happening. Not everyone is paying. Now, I'm certainly not advocating that we all pay 67%. I don't like paying even 10%. I don't like it because I know the government's wasting every bit of it. The bottom line, that's my opinion. The bottom line is, John, it's not sustainable. It absolutely isn't sustainable. If everyone were to pay 67%, which is the number that you came up with that would be required just to keep us even, people would lose their houses, their cars, their business, everything. They'd lose everything because they don't have it. They frankly don't have it. John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union, Unspinning the Spin, Revealing the Position We're In. His book is going to be available, I guess, in about 2 weeks. And you'll be able to pre-order it and get it autographed at the Expo, July 19, 20, and 21.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
it's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan and I are talking about the financial state of the union. John Reagan, Bernie Madoff was arrested, tried, and imprisoned for creating a Ponzi scheme. Is there a substantial difference between what Bernie Madoff did and what we've done with Social Security? Aren't they both Ponzi schemes?
Well, Bernie is an amateur. Congress is a professional.
Yeah. Yeah, they are professionals, and I believe we've been conned because back in the 1980s, 1970s, 1980s, I learned that Social Security was going to be insolvent very, very quickly, if not at that point in time. And that was a long time ago. And a lot of us who are my age, I'm 60, believe that it's not going to be around much longer because it's a Ponzi scheme. And I can't believe it. I can't believe that we've gotten to the point where our government lies about everything. Everything. If they say it, I naturally distrust it. It's almost, It is. It is at the point where if they say it, I don't believe it unless they can prove otherwise. I mean, they have to prove it to me now because I don't believe a thing they said. They said we're not listening to your phone calls. They're listening to our phone calls. We're not monitoring your emails. They're monitoring our emails. The list goes on and on and on. They cannot tell the truth. And this is, John, am I wrong that the numbers that you have gone through have been misleading us for a very long time to the point where we are insolvent and have been for a long time?
Some clarification. Apparently, I miscommunicated last night that 67% tax rate, that only pays for current operations.
Yeah,
if you want
yeah.
to keep things from getting worse, which includes interest on our national debt, public and private, making sure that the unfunded liabilities do not get any worse, we would need a tax rate of 200%.
Well, that's not doable. The only way we can have a tax rate of 200% is to borrow so we could pay tax, which would just make it worse.
Well, I've got another solution for that. Total wages and salaries, $5.8 trillion a year. So we forced everyone to triple their current wage salaries and tax 100% of that. We can keep things from getting worse.
And it would bankrupt all the companies paying the wages. John, you're breaking up. I missed that last remark.
Minor detail.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Ken Hurley had some really great questions last night, and I believe, and he's one of our instructors class, I believe that he was asking questions that everyone wanted to know the answers to. And one of the questions that he asked was a question that our son asked Bob Chapman, and we talked about this at the meetup last night. And the question was kind of like this. What happened? What happened to the American family whereby dad used to go to work? And we're talking in the 1950s and the 1960s. Dad would go to work. Mom would stay home. Dad would be able to provide an income that would enable the family to have a car and a house, food, heat, electricity, be able to go to the doctors, all the things that were needed, not necessarily wanted, but needed. And it all worked. And the family was a unit. After that, what happened? What happened to cause the disintegration of the family and to make almost everybody broke? When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what happened with John Reagan. John Reagan, he's the author of The Financial State of the Union, Unspinning the Spin, Revealing the Position We're In. We'll be back right after the top of the hour commercials and announcements.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.